Hey guys, the Tom and Laura podcast is currently loading. It's driven by Blaze Alexander Ford, Route 45, Lewisburg.
While you guys are waiting for all of the fun, make sure to follow 94KX and Tom and Laura on Instagram. And don't forget, like 94KX on Facebook.
94KX, Tom and Laura in the morning on a Friday morning. 6:13, good morning. Laura's away on vacation. Pink is perfect. Beth Moore is her real name. I just learned that recently because she's from Pennsylvania, Doylestown, Pennsylvania. And I just think she's great. She just got her star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame last week. Was it a few days ago? And she's very proud of where she's from, and she stands for what she stands for, whether you like pink or not.
Today is an absolute honor. My whole family is here, and that makes it real, and my friends and my fans, thank you for all of it. You guys make it matter. You guys make it matter. It's so good to see you. Thank you for coming. And my husband. He's so cute. He's my muse, and if he didn't piss me off all the time, I'd have not much to say. Thank you. I literally would not be standing up here if it weren't for you. So never change. Even though the theme is change. And my children, Willow Sage and Jameson Moon, you guys are my stars and I would never shine without you. And all of you, just thank you. My family, I love you. Everybody, thanks.
She loves her fans. She loves her family. Pink receiving her star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame earlier this week. 4KX, Tom and Laura in the morning with late night TV.
British Airways recently ran a test trial where they didn't clean their aircrafts between flights. The trial was to see if cutting out the usual cleaning process could save time and decrease delays. Spirit Airlines replied, "We're way ahead of you." And cleaned these things in 7 years. This is perfect for anyone who's ever been on a flight and thought, you know what this plane needs? More germs.
94.1 WQKX. Dropping you back into the 90s. Some cranberries for breakfast. News coming up next. Also on the way, sports and AccuWeather. Tomorrow's National Pizza Day, Matt.
Oh, that's one of my favorite days. I love me some pizza.
Don't you think that should be like the same day as the Super Bowl or something? Or some big event?
It probably would be smarter. At least put it maybe that weekend at least.
Yeah, because what is tomorrow really? Just like a Saturday.
Basically, yeah.
National Pizza Day. Everybody loves pizza. Well, just about. Five quick stats for you. 98% of Americans like pizza. 54% of them love it.
There you go.
There it is.
I'm in the love it category.
That's America.
Exactly right. We should make this our Try Tuesday next week.
Some kind of pizza.
Yeah.
I don't know. It might be better than that garlic milk.
I think so. Though it is probably healthier for you.
Yes. Stat number two. Almost one in three people eat it at least once a week. You eat pizza once a week?
Yeah, definitely.
Do you really?
Oh, yeah.
All right. I don't, but maybe close to once a week.
Actually, I don't think I had pizza this past week, but on a normal week,
make
I
usually have it once week. A week. Have
yeah.
it twice.
Right? Exactly. Yeah, I can do that.
Stat number three. 33 million Americans would pick pizza as their last meal on Earth.
That's up there with mine. Mine either be pizza or a steak.
Okay, there you go.
Yeah.
Dead man walking. Could I have a pizza? Anyway, there's another stat too, which is really weird. So I'm going to move on to number four. The most popular toppings still pepperoni, followed by sausage, mushroom, and bacon.
All right.
The least favorite topping, anchovies, eggplant, pineapple, and artichokes.
Yeah, anchovy, no. I never tried the pineapple one.
Yeah, Hawaiian pizza.
Yeah, the Hawaiian pizza with a little ham.
It's not bad.
Yeah.
It's not bad. And finally, stat number five, when it comes to crust, the regular crust is still the most popular, followed by thin and then deep dish.
You know, I'm not really particular about my crust. I like the thick kind because I like nice, big, thick slice, but I also like the thin every once in a while because it does taste pretty good, too.
Just as long as it's pizza, right?
Exactly right. Pizza's pizza.
No, what did you say, Little Caesar?
I want a pizza.
Yeah, I want a pizza now. Now I'm hungry. What's going on? News is next, 94KX.
Not only is it time to run, but it's racing season. You'll need your trainers.
2KX, Black Eyed Peas. Here's something you'll love. Coming up February 13th, the Harlem Globetrotters at Bucknell University. And if you've got a child 6 to 12 years old that you would like to see on the court with the Globetrotters, I mean, they get an autographed ball when they're done. And it's going to be a blast. If you've got a kid that would like to be a Globetrotter, give us a call.
Call 1-800-326-94KX.
Call now.
Call 1-800-326-94KX.
We'll take caller 4 right now. Good luck.
What does your morning sound?
We have another winner.
Woo! 94KX, this is caller 4.
Yay!
Yay, you. Who are you?
I'm Connie Burkett.
Hi, Connie. Where are you from?
Sunbury.
All right, you got a child 6 to 12 years old.
I got nieces.
Nieces? Okay, that's good. You got to pick one. If you win, we'll let you know who gets to be the honorary Globetrotter next week. Next week at Bucknell with the Harlem Globetrotters and 94KX. All right.
Yes, thank you.
All right. You also got that family four-pack coming. Thanks for calling. Thanks for listening. 94KX, that's the latest Mariana Grande, Seven Rings, and it sounds a lot like These Are a Few of My Favorite Things.
Yeah, that's a way to butcher a classic.
Hey, now.
It does.
Oh, you're not liking that, huh?
No.
Okay, all right.
You can't butcher a classic like that. I'm sorry.
News guy mad all over it.
It's
not like she's covering Stairway to Heaven, man.
It
doesn't matter?
No.
You know, when she sings really fast, I can't understand anything she sings.
So, I can't either.
And I know that this is the deal now with, you know, some other artists as well. But how do you sing along like the old days when you used to sing along to the radio? It makes it real hard. Now, we've talked about lyrics before and how you might be singing something different than what you're supposed to be singing. Last night, Fallon did another episode of Tweets, and it had to do with wrong lyrics.
I thought I'd share some of my favorite misheard lyrics from you guys. The first one's from at Liv Taylor 3. She says, here's how my sister sings Lady Gaga's Bad Romance. Ra, ra, ah, ah, ra, ma, ro, ma, ma, ga, ga, ooh, la, la, raccoons and wombats.
Raccoons and wombats.
This one's from at Laura DePeel. She says, my best friend used to think the line in Ed Sheeran's Shape of You was, last night you were in my room, and now my butt cheeks smell like you.
I don't think that's awkward.
It may be.
That's not it.
I've never been.
Definitely not.
That seems unlikely. It does seem like, yeah.
Unlikely, yes.
This one's from at 9KCNAC9. She says, during AC/DC's You Shook Me All Night Long, my son would sing, she was a fax machine, she kept her modem clean.
Well, you know, well, you gotta have a good computer.
I guess so.
This one's from at N. Virgin. She says, I thought the Red Hot Chili Peppers lyric, give it away, give it away, give it away now, went, give it to Wayne, give it to Wayne, give it to Wayne now. Give it
to Wayne. Who's Wayne? Who's Wayne? Wayne?
Yeah, who is Wayne?
Yes. Wayne, you got it. Give it to Wayne.
That's just wrong.
This last one is from at Trisha 9697. She said, my dad used to sing The Lion Sleeps Tonight, a Weem Away part. My wings are wet, my wings are wet, my wings are wet, my wings are wet, my wings are wet.
The jungle, nobody jungle.
That's enough. News is next. Ask the expert. There you go, Mike. Texted in a request on a Flashback Friday. Meatloaf, I'll do anything for love except for that. We never really discovered what that was. But we could almost imagine, right? Welcome to a Flashback Friday. Tom and Laura in the morning, 94KX. Laura's on vacation. News guy Matt is in and out. I'm just hanging here by myself now, just checking out the texts and the toll-free lines. Always open. 1-800-326-94KX. Let's play your favorite flashback or that song that's just been hanging in the back of your mind. Still to come, Movie Mike, Birthday Buddies, and a live band in the studio coming up later in Flashback Friday. I'm excited about it. Birthday Buddies, speaking of it, a couple days ago we did, we always do the celebrity birthdays. Rick Astley's birthday was a couple of days ago or whatever. And it was funny because Matt didn't know who Rick Astley was. And I was laughing. He's like 53 years old. I think it was on Wednesday. Last night on Jimmy Fallon, he did another one of his edited mashups. And it was just incredible. And it was President Trump doing Rick Astley's Never Gonna Give You Up.
Never gonna give you up, never gonna let you down, never gonna run around and desert you, never gonna make you cry, never gonna say bye-bye, I will never lie to you, and hurt me.
Yeah. How about that, huh? Flashback Friday, 94KX. Thank you, Catherine. It's been a while since I heard that from Joan Jett. Late Night Soundbite with Tom and Laura in the Morning, 94KX, and something we actually talked about on the show yesterday.
According to new research, eye contact is not needed in order to have an enjoyable conversation. Yeah, we know. Texted millennials.
Mr. Carter! Mr. Carter!
That brings back some memories, doesn't it?
Oh, my goodness. What a Flashback Friday track. His name was John Sebastian, and that was the theme to the television show, Welcome Back, Cotter.
Yeah.
Movie Mike is in the house. You remember that show?
I was a huge fan of that show when
I was a
kid. Absolutely. I was obsessed with that show.
Really?
Yeah.
Gabe Kaplan was Mr. Cotter. John Travolta was Vinny.
Vinny Barbarino.
Hey, Vinny Barbarino.
Yeah.
And Freddie, the basketball player.
Freddie Boom Boom Washington.
All right, that's good.
Uh-huh.
And then, of course, Arnold Horshack.
Arnold Horshack, who was my favorite. He was great.
Yeah, and then there was, who's the Hispanic guy? He was really funny.
Juan Epstein.
How do you know this? You're the movie guy. You're also the TV guy?
Well, like I said, I grew up with that show. I was a huge fan of it. And I also IMDb'd it a minute ago because I couldn't remember.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I cheated. I admit it.
Epstein was the one that we couldn't remember. Boy, there's a Flashback Friday, the TV show. Welcome back, Cotter.
What's new in theaters this weekend?
This ain't gonna be easy.
Here's Movie Mike with the new movie rundown on 94KX.
Sponsored by the Campus Theater in downtown Lewisburg, now showing The Favorite. For showtimes and other information, please visit their website, campustheater.org. We got four movies today. You know, the last couple weeks have been really slow. This weekend, the box office is gonna try to catch back up.
Liam Neeson!
Yes. Liam Neeson, he kind of really torpedoed the whole promotion for his new movie.
It's unfortunate, but you know, I want to see the movie anyway.
Yeah, I do too. It's called Cold Pursuit. A snowplow driver seeks revenge against the drug dealers he thinks killed his son. And this is based on a 2014 Norwegian film called In Order of Disappearance.
Oh,
a lot
okay.
of people don't know that. No, it only had a very limited release here in this country.
Yeah.
So that's Cold Pursuit. We've got The Lego Movie 2. It's been 5 years since everything was awesome, and the citizens of Lego Town are now facing a huge threat. Lego Duplo invaders from outer space wrecking everything faster than they can rebuild.
I think that's a movie Logan movie.
Absolutely.
That's Little Movie Mike for you people that don't know who Logan is.
Yes. I mean, we have seen all of the Lego movies, and I have to admit, I like them all, too. So,
yeah, they're
but
just
he's
fun.
Definitely into them.
There's the movie you'll be taking your son to this weekend.
We will be taking him to see that for sure.
All right.
A movie we will definitely not be taking him to see is What Men Want. A woman is boxed out by the male sports agents in her profession, but gains an unexpected edge over them when she develops the ability to hear men's thoughts.
Oh.
This one stars Taraji P. Henson, and it's like a gender flip version of What Men Want. Remember that Mel Gibson movie from 20 years ago? So this is like a new version of that.
Okay.
And finally, we've got The Prodigy. A mother concerned about her young son's disturbing behavior thinks something supernatural may be affecting him. I have a feeling that she's probably right.
Isn't that every parent? You think your kid's from outer space?
Something like that, yeah.
There you go.
Something's fishy going on there.
So they're the new movies we could catch with Movie Mike. Right. What will you be reviewing in just a few minutes?
I will be reviewing Miss Bala.
Ah, stand by. He'll be back before the 8 o'clock news. Thanks, Mike.
Thank you.
This is the sound of McDonald's bag, man.
X. What a flashback that is. 1980. Rocky Burnett, who is like, what, the kid of Billy Burnett, who was like a 50s doo-wop dude or whatever. All I know is I'm so old. I was in radio when that was a hit, and we played the hell out of it. Yeah. It's a Flashback Friday. Your request. That was from Mike. He texted it in. That's a moldy oldie. We found it, though. Very cool. Oh, you know that music. It's time to do our birthday buddies, but we have a live band in the studio today. They are Invictum, and they're actually going to do the chant with us. Johnny, Jaden, Trevor, Noah, and Corey. They are in Victim. Rock and roll wise, it is Vince Neil's birthday today for Motley Crue. You guys into Motley Crue? Kind of, maybe. Vince is an old guy, too. He's 58 years old today. But let's take a look at the local celebrities in our area because it's time for Tom and Laura's
birthday buddies.
That's great, guys. All right, let's take a look at the birthdays. Aaron Stauffer from Danville is 42 today. Billy Stitt from, doesesn't say where he's from, 42 today. Cindy Taylor is 63 today. Happy birthday to Greg Gordon from Sunbury. He's 55. Dorothy Samboski from Port Treverton is 60 years old today. Harry Reichner is 53 today. I think he's from Norian. I think I know him. Janet Williams is 58 today. Happy birthday, Janet. Also, Lauren Diggin from Ranshaw. I just like the name of that town. She's 33 today. Mandy Schwen from Winfield is 37. Melissa Klein is 47 today. Happy birthday. Ryan Zimmerman is 31. William Hawkins from Sealands Grove is 65 today. Wonder if he's retiring. We missed a couple that were sent in late yesterday. Maria Sullivan from Sealands Grove is 14. She's on her way to school. And little Ryder Foster is 6 years old today. And a happy birthday to news guy Matt's mom, who listens on the app out there in the Poconos. Ann Catrillo is 58 years old today. Happy birthday to Ann. If you've got a birthday, be a member of our text club and text it in. You can also use the toll-free lines or social media. Every single day with Tom and Laura, it's Tom and Laura's
birthday buddies
with Invictum on 94KX.
What's more taxing?
Before you get your ticket and your popcorn, see what Movie Mike has to say. Here's this week's Movie Mike film review on 94KX.
Sponsored by the Campus Theater in downtown Lewisburg, now showing The Favorite. For showtimes and other information, please visit their website, campustheater.org. In Miss Bala, Gina Rodriguez plays a makeup artist who travels to Mexico to help her friend win a beauty contest. While there, she gets caught in the middle of a war between a drug cartel and the DEA. With both sides determined to take advantage of her for their own benefit, she has to figure out how to survive. If you guessed that her solution is to turn into a tough, no-nonsense action hero who kicks the butts of all the men around her, well, you've obviously seen the trailer.
Well, there you go.
Because it's all in there.
It's there.
The first two-thirds of Miss Bala are kind of interesting. The character isn't just a damsel in distress. She takes in everything around her, looking for a way out or something she might be able to use to help herself later on. Rodriguez is good in the role, making us care about what happens to her as the situation grows more and more perilous. The movie also has a couple of nifty dark twists and well-staged action scenes. Two things hold Miss Bala back from being a really solid thriller, though. The first is that the final 30 minutes, in which Rodriguez is forced to take her friend's place in the beauty pageant, is rushed through. This is where she supposedly makes her transformation, but it's just not credible. The other issue is that everything has been watered down to get a PG-13 rating. A film like this really should be an R. Making it more teen-friendly just dulls the edge. Miss Bala is certainly watchable, but you probably won't remember it 6 months from now. On a scale of 1 to 4, I give it 2.5. Jane the Virgins.
No.
In honor of the TV show that made Gina Rodriguez.
There you go.
For those who didn't get that.
I get the sense and the tone of your voice. It's not a Movie Mike favorite.
Well, you know, I kind of had low expectations for it, and it did hold my interest. I don't think it's terrible, but it's one of those movies that if it was on cable, you know, and you were just sitting around, you'd probably sit and watch it and say, yeah, that was all right.
Yeah.
If you paid $10 or $12 to see it, you might say, yeah, I wish I had seen something else instead.
There you go.
So
this weekend, you'll be going to see the Lego Movie with your son.
We're going to take him to see Lego Movie here. I'm going to check out Cold Pursuit later today, starring that controversial gentleman, Liam Neeson.
I will find you and I will kill you. All right. We'll enjoy the movies this weekend. We'll talk Monday.
See you then.
Ask the Expert is brought to you by UPMC Susquehanna, a new level of innovation and advanced care.
Here to answer your Ask the Expert question is Dr. Jennifer Rager, ear, nose, and throat specialist.
94.1 WQKX at Flashback Friday. Thanks, Kelly. I was in the mood for some Prince. You wanted to hear Purple Rain. There you go. In the studio live, the band Invictum. First of all, guys, thanks for doing birthday buddies with me.
Yeah, man.
It's a special moment in radio for all of us, I'm sure.
First time for me.
There you go. We'd like to introduce Invictum to our audience. John, Jaden, Trevor, Noah, and Corey here in the studio, and we'll be doing some Facebook Live music in just a bit. New CD, EP, whatever you want to call it, just a few tracks on it. You guys should be proud of this. It's good stuff.
Well, thanks, man.
Thank you.
Tell us, first of all, where does the name Invictum come from? Because when I first heard the name, I thought of the word Invictus, and I actually said it wrong a couple of times, and people were like, no, you mean Invictum, you know? Where'd the name come from?
Well, I found it on Google, and a list of Latin words that was a mile long, and I just took an hour and searched through them all until I found Invictus.
Okay.
And that was already a band name. So we switched it to Invictum.
Okay.
We're like, we're going to roll with this and make it something good, and now here we are.
Okay, now where are all you guys from? Because I've known John since he was a tiny little guy. But, I mean, where are you guys from?
I'm from Sunbury.
Okay.
I live in Richfield currently.
Okay.
I live in Middleburg.
Middleburg, is that where you're from too?
Yep.
Go Mustangs.
I live in Bloomsburg in Northumberland.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah. And Corey lives in Bloomsburg. He's not with us right now.
Okay. Pretty cool that you guys come from different bands and you all kind of melted together. Now, how long have you been together as Invictum?
Since last March.
Yeah, sounds good.
That's when we first
started. About a year now.
Yeah.
Okay. And the EP, done locally?
Yeah. We had Lee Fenstermaker record and all that music stuff.
Okay.
And then, like, John does recording and vocals and stuff also. He goes to school for music, and he helps out a lot with recording that stuff.
That's why he lives in Norrie and Bloomsburg.
Yeah.
Bloomsburg as in university. Okay. Well, you guys really have a lot going on. You're here with us this morning, and we thank you for that. You're on your way to Wilkes-Barre to do some television later today?
Correct.
Yeah, we're going to be on TV. It's going to be a fun time.
It's not going to be like the Beatles on Ed Sullivan, but it's on PA Live on WBRE TV 28. You'll be up there. I've seen the show. I've actually hosted the show before when they needed help. They usually let the bands do one or two songs. Do you know what you'll be doing up there?
We'll be doing two songs today. We're going to do our single, Scars to Hide, and another song off the EP called Better to Burn.
Okay. People listening right now might want to get to know more about the band. How do we do that on social media?
You can find us on Facebook at Invictum. You can find us on Twitter at Invictum the Band. Mm-hmm. And our Instagram is Invictum the Band as well.
All right, Scars to Hide is the new EP. And I got to tell you guys, that's my favorite song on the EP.
Scars to Hide.
Yeah, so that's why I wanted you to do this one. And you've already done a video for it that's available on your Facebook page, right?
Yep, and our YouTube as well.
YouTube, Spotify, iTunes, all that.
All that? Okay, yeah. Thanks. The band Invictum, John, Jaden, Trevor, Noah, and Corey, who's out there somewhere. You guys got to pick on him for not being here. But anyway.
He's listening right now.
He's listening? All right. Hi, Corey. Say hi to Corey.
Hi, Corey.
There you go. Hi. For our listeners who want to hear Invictum, we want you to switch over to Facebook Live, where they will do the title track, Scars to Hide, acoustically. Stay with us. Tom and Laura in the morning, 94KX.
Mom, can we have burgers?
Sure. Really? Can we have fries?
4KX. We had Invictum in the studio, and they did Scars to Hide acoustic, and I absolutely loved it. I'm sure you did, too. Make sure you like it. Make sure you share it. Make sure you comment on it. Guys, thanks for coming in.
Yeah, thank you.
And have a safe trip up to Wilkes-Barre to do TV. And somebody at the end of the video said, hi, Mom. I don't know which one of you guys.
That was it?
All right, go ahead and say it again.
Hi, Mom.
There you go. Travis's mom. Hi. How you doing? It was great to have Invictum in the studio live on 94KX and Facebook Live.
It's a huge vehicle liquid.
94KX and Flashback Friday. Loving every single minute of it. Late night TV. Here's a look at all of it last night.
Firefighters in Alabama rescued a toddler who got stuck inside an arcade claw machine. It only took them 4,000 quarters. I got him. I dropped him.
According to new research, eye contact is not needed in order to have an enjoyable conversation. Yeah, we know. Texted millennials.
Haagen-Dazs has released a collection of alcohol-infused ice creams. Yeah. I'm not really looking forward to experiencing my first combination brain freeze hangover.
Officials in Turkey recently found an ancient Bible that is believed to be 1,200 years old. It's so old, the first half is just called Testament.